This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guest is Rachel Housel Hall, author of 8 books. Her newest title in the Los Angeles Homicide Detective series is City of Saviors. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about Lou Norton.
Lou Norton, I would say, is me in many ways. She's taller and braver than me, but she is a woman who grew up in the part of town I did. It's historically black Los Angeles, working class neighborhood with some very, you know, some families who are really trying to do better, but because of economics, they can't. And Lou is the kid who got to go away to college and then come home and try and do good for her neighborhood. She is the kid who, you know, is smart, but she couldn't pass the bar to become the lawyer she wanted to be. And so she joined the police academy, and now she's a cop. And she is interested in helping those people who are still there in that neighborhood where she grew up, people that she cares about and wants to protect in many ways. But unlike some characters, cop characters in other books, she's connected to community. She's still very close to her mother. She has best friends, 2 best friends. She has an ex-husband and lovers and friends, and she goes out and has barbecue and drinks, and she's a fully realized woman, and I want it to reflect that in this character. I want it to reflect the women that I know and the women that I admire. So she's, I think, all of us in many ways.
How did it happen that she drives a Porsche?
Well, it's that ex-husband who is the type who does bad and then gives her gifts. So one time he cheated, really, it was extraordinary the amount of cheating he did. And so this was her, please forgive me, baby, gift, the Porsche. He's given her flowers and diamonds and other things, and this is his way of making it up to her. And it's interesting because, you know, many people have read Lou and they say, well, she's so strong. How is she taking this guy back? But then again, I wanted her to be a fully realized woman. And think about the women in your own life, and they're with that person that they shouldn't be with, but there's something there that keeps them there. And for Lou, I would say that she's had a weird relationship with other men in her life. Her father, the first and most important man in her life, deserted her and her mother and sister. And so she's looking for that type of stability that, you know, you can find in relationships. And so she stays with her husband as long as she can, and that means sometimes putting up with his shenanigans.
Speaking of this latest book, what's happening as it opens?
What's happening is Lou is in a doctor's office, and she is getting checked out in order to go back to work. She was injured at the end of Trail of Echoes, and she's ready to go back, but she's in denial some. She doesn't want to be hurt. No one wants to admit that they're hurting and that they're in pain. And so she's, you know, sitting there on the table and being examined and playing down a lot of how she's feeling and trying to make a joke of it. And then she goes to her first crime scene, and it's a doozy. It's a hoarded house and old man dead on one of the hottest days in Los Angeles. So City of Saviors is her dealing with her own injury, her own hurt, on one of the hottest days of the year in Los Angeles in an environment that's just awful. And it's the worst thing that could happen to her at this point.
Is this based on true events?
I would say that the hurting and downplaying the hurt is true in some ways. I am a cancer survivor, and twice a year I have to go to UCLA and I get my mammogram and an MRI and, you know, that whole kind of whole care thing. And I try not to think about it until I'm in that room and I say to myself, I'm good, I'm fine. This is all normal, me being here, even though I know that breast cancer is something that just doesn't happen to everybody. I was pregnant when it happened to me. I was 4 months pregnant when I was fully diagnosed, and then had another scare again when my daughter was 3. So I haven't been normal in a very long time. And so I wanted Lou to reflect that, you know, trying to find some normalcy, trying to, you know, be comfortable in this new part of her life. And it's hard to do. And people sometimes see through that. And I wanted her friends to see through that, like my family sometimes see through charade. Yeah.
How do you educate yourself about the world of cops, crimes, even autopsies?
Well, it's pretty cool that mystery and crime writers, we're a very tight community. And we have these great conferences where cops and EMTs and forensic techs, they come to these events and they hold seminars and Q&As. And I go to them and I take notes and I ask lots of questions. And then after that, I get emails of these people and send them emails asking. There are actually a few cops who are mystery writers themselves. And so we're all constantly sharing information of how to do this and that. And then I read a lot. David Simon and Miles Corwin and all these great writers who really kind of dunk themselves into the world of crime. I read a lot of what they say. And then, of course, there's Google. You can Google a lot of stuff.
Well, all I can say is you have a scene in which you're describing an autopsy that you're witnessing. I was thinking, I think she was there.
Well, part of that, I can actually thank my day jobs that I have. I'm a science writer. Right now, I'm at the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And part of my job is to understand cancer research, to make it so that anyone can understand it. So basically talking to a third grader. And so you take all these complex ideas and you boil them down and make them, you know, understandable and readable and, you know, get people on your side. And so I've been able to take, you know, forensics and DNA and all that and distill it to its most interesting without going on and on and on and put it on a page. So I thank my day job for that ability.
In a recent newspaper list of top 10 female detectives in fiction, Lou is number 4, and the women ahead of her have been around a much longer time, decades. Is this a game changer in your writing career or just another fine step forward?
I don't know. I look at those lists as validation because sometimes you have no idea how you're doing or if anyone cares about what you're writing. So when Lou makes a list, I celebrate it because I don't count on those types of things. You know, being here with you, it's incredible to me because I love writing these stories and anyone who's reading them, I'm thankful for it. But to go beyond that, to have her on a list, to do radio interviews, it's a step forward and it's huge to me. And I hope I never get to a place where I take those types of things for granted. I know I won't. I wasn't raised like that. I kind of look at life as one big, you know, bowl of ice cream that none of this has to happen. And so when it does, it's like, oh, thank you, Guardian. Thank you, Telegraph. Thank you, Diana, for having me to talk about something that I love doing.
What do you hope your readers get from Lou Norton and her stories?
I hope first that they see that because she's African-American, that doesn't matter much, that we're all people and that we all experience traumatic things and we all have, you know, bad relationships that can be toxic and that we need to release them. I want them to see that LA is more than what they see on television all the time, that it's not all Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, and that there are great stories everywhere. Even, you know, wherever they are, there's a great story there. And I want them to look at Lou as a stepping stone for, you know, them discovering other writers who aren't always, you know, on the New York Times bestseller list or always, you know, on Good Morning America talking about things. I want them to see that, you know, there are a lot of writers out there who need them. I need them. We all need them to pick us up and give us a try.
Well, thank you. My guest is Rachel Housel Hall, author of City of Saviors, published by Forge Books. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.
Thank you.
You're welcome.